Well, can I tell you the whole story? Because that's the only way I can tell it.
Sure.
Okay. I was sleeping, and I heard a bang. I have three kids, right? So I thought it was one of my kids getting up, and I keep the bathroom light on for them. And it was flicking off and on, like, and then it would dim. And I thought it was my son, so I got up and checked and turned my bedroom light on, and then my bedroom light started going off. So I looked out the window, and I live up on a hill, and there's houses down below me, eh? And they were all flicking because I thought maybe it was a breaker. So as I was looking out the window, I seen light, and it was like lightning. And it's pretty cold now. I didn't think it was lightning or anything. Or I thought maybe there was an accident in back of me somewhere, but there's bush in back of me. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay. Then, so I tried dialing the phone. The phone was dead. So I kept looking out the window. I'm afraid of storms, eh? And I looked out and I thought maybe it was my light. Maybe I had my outside light on. And then it moved over to above these houses that are down below me. And it was like a light, kind of like how lightning looks when it's in the clouds, right?
Okay.
And it flashed. And I thought, I didn't hear no thunder or anything. And as it was flashing, so were the lights in all the neighborhood. And then what got me is there was these Christmas lights on a house. And they stayed on the whole time. And then all of a sudden it started flashing red. And it wasn't the whole sky. It was just one area.
Okay.
I don't know how big it would have been, but it was just above those houses, eh?
Okay, now how far away would that be from you, approximately?
Oh, well, these houses are about a block away. Not even a block away.
Okay.
It takes about 2 seconds to get there if I walk.
But all you could see was a light form moving.
Yes, because
okay.
there was clouds. But it wasn't the whole sky. It was just one area. And the lights were flicking with the lights of all the houses and all the street lights were flicking with the light of this, whatever it was.
Now, was the object flashing off and on or pulsating?
Pulsating.
Okay. Yes.
If it stopped, like, it did do it longer and shorter, like, and the shorter the flashes were, the lights just dimmed, but if it was a long flash and then it stopped, then the lights went out.
Okay. Any estimate of how big that light was?
I was just trying to think. Oh, now it's a clear sky. Unbelievable. I'm trying to think. Maybe 100 feet wide?
Okay.
It's hard for me to estimate, but... because it was up in the air. I don't know how far away it was.
And how about the color?
Well, it was a light, very pale blue at first, and then it went red. And it wasn't, what color of red? You know how the sunset, the sky gets kind of pinkish?
Right.
Okay, it was more red than that.
Okay.
But it wasn't a red, 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 red.
Okay.
And I called the OPP here, and they just kind of... they wouldn't really... Well, we're going to investigate because they had got other phone calls, too.
So what time did that occur?
So I wasn't sure, but it was around 11:45.
Right.
Our time.
Right. Okay, and how long did you watch it?
Well, the whole time that... Well, it only lasted about 3 to 5 minutes, but the phone also went dead. And the only lights that I saw... stay on were these Christmas lights. I know that sounds freaky, but there was Christmas lights on one of the houses down there, and they stayed on the whole time. Like, what is the name of the place that I'm talking to?
Oh, this is the National UFO Reporting Center.
Oh.
And where did you get our number?
We got it from Florida, from the Air Force Base in Florida.
Oh, dear. How'd you happen to call way down there?
Well, I remember seeing on... Unsolved Mysteries, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
About UFO sightings.
Uh-huh.
And I thought they said Texas, so we phoned Texas, and they said, well, why don't you phone the police station in Texas, so we phoned Florida.
Oh, okay.
And then they gave us this other number in Florida, the Air Force Base, and then they gave us your number.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, we sure appreciate you reporting that, and if we get follow-up information on this, we'll let you know about it.
Well, yeah, oh, I would love that, because I was really freaked out by it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, good morning. I guess you've been getting some calls from Kenora, Ontario today.
From where?
Kenora, Ontario.
No, we've only had one.
Is that right?
That was early this morning.
Okay. Well, apparently there was some kind of a strange going on here last night. Maybe you'd be interested to hear what I have to say?
Sure. You bet.
We went to bed around 11.
Uh-huh.
And the phones kept ringing. Like, there was nobody on the phone, but, you know, sometimes how lightning would hit the wires and they'd ring.
Right.
Well, it kept doing this quite a few times, and then we noticed some lights outside. We couldn't actually see them, but they were like reflecting off the sky,
uh-huh.
off the clouds. So we went out, I went outside to make sure there was no electrical cables arcing or anything. And I was just on the sun deck looking at the cables. And then I went back inside and it was still doing it. So I went right outside, this time in the driveway. And I could see this very bright red light, and then it would change to a kind of a blue light. In this, reflecting off the clouds.
Yes.
And I could also hear this very loud buzzing noise, like when two high-tension cables would touch, it
right.
How they buzz. And the phones continued to keep ringing. And so far, there's been no explanation in Kenora what it was.
Now, was that light that you saw moving or stationary?
No, I didn't actually see the lights. All I saw was reflection off the clouds.
Oh, okay.
How light, bright light was shining up into the clouds and reflect.
Okay. But was that stationary? Did it hold one position?
It was stationary.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, it just quit.
Okay. Then the phone went back to normal?
Yep, and they ran right back to normal. Now the people reported lights were in the houses are going bright and dull, bright and dull.
Okay, how long did this go on?
Must be about 10 or 15 minutes that I noticed it for.
Okay, and was anyone with you at the time?
Just my wife.
Okay. She saw and heard all this, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I figured it was just something wrong with Hydro, and I tried to phone Hydro last night, but the lines were busy. And this morning, I'm hearing all kinds of reports that people have seen this, but there's no explanation for it. And apparently, it's been on the news and on the local radio and that, and nobody knows what it was.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate the information, and if we get any follow-up relating to this, we'll let you know about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
UFO Reporting Center?
Hi. I'm calling from Kenora, Ontario.
Yes.
In Canada. I don't know if you've had any other calls today. I understand you may have.
Yes, we've had two.
You had two. Well, I'd just like to report sort of what happened to me at the time that this sighting was going on. I didn't actually see a spherical body or anything. I saw a reflection of lights in the sky. They were kind of a reddish-orange color.
Yes.
And it was more what happened in my house during this time that the things that woke me up and went on. It started off with my telephone ringing in my living room only. I also have a telephone right beside my bed, and it was not ringing. And what woke me up was just two short rings of the telephone, and I sort of was drifting in and out of sleep, not figuring out what was waking me up. And it happened again. And I wasn't quick enough to catch the phone, and then it happened again. The rings, there were just always two short rings, and they were getting progressively closer together. And I tried to pick it up, and when I did, I also have an answering machine.
Yes.
And it kicked in right away, like sooner than it's programmed to. And I've got what happened on tape. It was just a buzzing noise in the background, like nothing major, but like an electrical noise. And I hung up the phone, and when I hung up, it just kept right on ringing as if I hadn't picked it up. And finally, when that all, it rang about eight times altogether, the last time that this happened. And I thought maybe somebody hit a pole outside on the highway, and maybe that's what's causing the phones to go berserk. So I opened up the blinds, and that's when I looked outside for a minute. That's when I noticed the reflection. Kind of, I thought it was coming from behind my house, and it was kind of a reddish-orange glow. And I thought, oh, there must be an accident on the highway. And then I realized that the light wasn't coming from the highway. And then it almost, by the time that was over, my husband finally, when I said there's a light flashing outside and we didn't know what it was, and he finally got up and looked. And we had both our bedroom windows open. And that's when we, it was really windy here last night, and we heard what we thought was wind, but it was so loud that we thought maybe there was a piece of heavy equipment. We live right beside the Trans-Canada Highway, so we thought maybe they were moving some heavy equipment, and I don't know why they'd be doing that late at night, but it was really loud, and that's what my husband thought was really strange, more than the red light or anything. And then it was after that, as we settled down to go to sleep, within about, this all happened within, well, about 3-4 minutes at the end, I had the bedroom light on for a minute because I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, and when I turned it off, I just happened to glance at the black and white television that we have in our room, and to me it looked very, it was a very light gray on the screen, and I just mentioned to my husband, I said, why is the television set, like I said, it was glowing, but it wasn't that strong, but when I look at it today, I've been testing it to see if maybe it was a reflection from the window, and what it was doing was not a reflection, it was like just a very light greenish or grayish glowing on the screen.
Yes.
And I just kind of put the covers over my head and went to sleep. I didn't want to look at it anymore. So I'm not sure how long it lasted for. But this has been, just from what's been going on here all day and things that we've been hearing, I finally got up the courage to call. I thought I'd put in my 2 cents worth, just out of interest's sake. But
what time did that occur?
Well, I remember looking at my clock. Now, I don't remember if it was while it was occurring or before, but it was 11:38 sticks in my mind.
Okay.
So it's, I remember definitely looking at the clock. I can't remember if that was before everything happened or during or...
Did any of your electric clocks in the house lose time or gain time?
Oh, I haven't checked them today against other clocks. I don't know.
Okay. Now, on that answering machine, did you have that answering machine on?
Well, it did. See, what happened was, as it was ringing, I picked up the phone in the bedroom, even though it wasn't ringing, because I thought someone was trying to reach us, and they couldn't get through. And I picked it up, and my answering machine kicked in, and I listened to it this morning, and it's just like a buzzing noise. It just kind of goes bzz, bzz, like an electrical short out.
Uh-huh.
And actually, we heard that noise after we settled down to go to sleep. We could still hear that fairly loud noise. Now, whether it was the wind outside or what, I don't know. But it was really loud, and I could still hear this. I thought something was shorting out in the house, to be honest. I thought, oh, my God, the house is going to catch on fire or something. But it was a very strange experience. It was really exciting, but it was, at the time that it was happening, I didn't want to really think of what it might be. But
what period of time did that tape cover on your machine? I mean, how long did it pick up that sound?
Well, I listened to it. There's about 3 or 4 buzzing noises in a space of, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds or so.
Okay. And you never heard any sound outside other than...
No, like nothing other than that the really... It was really strange because it was really windy out last night, but it was something even my husband said, and he's very skeptical, and he said that's what he thought was strange, was just the really loud noise. But it could have just been the wind, I don't know.
Do you have pets in the house?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do. And actually, that's one other thing that it kind of alerted us. I can't remember when. He doesn't sleep in our bedroom. He sleeps in a different part of the house. And at one point, he burst out of there, and he let out this one horrific bark just before kind of everything sort of started. I can't remember if it was when, just before I started to go for the phone. Because it was about a space of at least 15 minutes, I think, by the time, like, the first distant ring of my telephone. Something was waking me up continuously because I kept drifting in and out of sleep, not realizing what was waking me up. So the phone, I don't know how many times that it started to ring, and it was in the living room, not in the bedroom. And why that phone in the bedroom didn't ring, I have no idea, because I don't know if that's ever happened before, but I thought that was really strange at the time when it was happening.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, for a period of about 20 minutes, I would have to figure by the time. And it was really strange the way I was thinking about it today, the way the phone was ringing. And it was like something far away was affecting it. And then when it got closer, that's when the phone just started ringing, just ringing, ringing, ringing.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't stop. And I was actually going to phone the phone company here and tell them, please fix this phone because it keeps waking me up. And what happened, my sister just lives up the road from us, or she was at this house up the road from us that night. And when I came into work this morning, I said to her, gee, did you guys see that last night? And she just kind of looked at me. And she said, why, what happened? I said, did your phone keep ringing last night? And exactly the same thing happened with her phone up there. They were kind of sleepy watching TV, and the phone kept getting her up, and she couldn't answer it. There was nothing there, and it kept making this buzzing noise. And even when she hung it up, she said it kept ringing. So finally, she unplugged the phone. So that was the only way between the two of us that we kind of thought. I don't know if anybody else in the area had problems with their phones or if it woke them up at all, but just between, we thought that was really strange that it would affect two houses within the same.
But all you saw outside was a couple of lights.
I didn't even see where a light. I saw the glow kind of in the sky as if it was coming from behind and the house was blocking it because I couldn't really see where it was coming from.
Okay.
And she said the same thing. She could see the red glow. She actually went outside to check on her dog because of the wind. And she said she could see it out of the one window, but not out of a different window in the house. So it was really strange.
Okay, how long did all of this go on?
Well, like I'm saying, I think from the time the phone started to wake me up, it had to have been a good 15, 20 minutes
okay.
at least. I think, anyways. I wasn't really paying attention. I just thought it was really... I was really excited.
I guess so.
To say the least. And my husband was angry. He says, oh, they didn't take us with them. Can you tell me what other people reported? Was it basically the same as that? Or?
Basically the same, yes.
Is that right?
The ringing of telephones. And...
Wow. We just think this is so neat. We've just had goosebumps all day long here.
Well, we sure appreciate you reporting that.
Well, I hope that's something. I don't know what, but I thought out of interest.
If we get any more information on this, we'll get back to you.
All right. And who am I speaking to?
I'm Robert.
Hi. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.